House of Love, welcome back. We're going to be diving into something so essential to to feel good, to have a blessed life, and to manifest what we want in our life. And this is creating space in our lives, creating time and space. Pause so we can feel that we've attained everything and enjoy being alive. Because one of the biggest problems in the world is this constant running around, one thing to the next, multitasking, jumping from this to that, running around. It's causing so much stress, so much overwhelm, so much chaos and negativity. And from that negative space, we can't enjoy and we can't attract towards ourselves the beautiful things in our life, right? So we lose. So for us to turn this around, we really need to enjoy our life. And to do that, create sacred space, moments of pause throughout the day. One of the big revelations that I've had in my life is to slow down just by 10 or 20%. Just slow down a little bit. And by slowing down, I can focus on being present, being mindful, feeling good, reconnecting to the good feelings and the good vibrations and the visions, and I can take action from an inspired, happy place rather than from a place of stress. I can't tell you how much this has changed my life, this paradigm shift, because there are basically two ways of living. One way is to feel lack and to run around hoping that after all of our running around and doing this and doing that and finishing this and finishing our to-do list and knocking this out, knocking that out, taking care of this, and then at the end of it all, hopefully, whether that's the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the year, hopefully we will feel good. We will have attained something. Sound familiar? Do you know anyone who does that? Running around doing this, doing that, check all these messages, do this, do that, check this out, buy this thing. It's exhausting. And it causes us stress in the moment. So many health problems are caused by this state of lack, running around, trying to get things, making mistakes, having to do it again, forgetting things, losing things, banging into things, right? How many times are people injured, you know, little cuts and bruises because of banging into things or moving around too quickly or forgetting something, right? It's such a hassle. I've done this plenty of times. So I realized that if I want to have a good life, I need to stop doing that. And the way to stop doing it is to create these moments of space. The pause, the magic moment, the sacred me time, you could call it, or sacred higher consciousness time. And in this pause, we just stop. Let's do it now. Let's just stop for a moment. Take a few slow breaths. Just slow everything down. Just slow it all down, just a little bit slower. Slow down the breath. Slow down the speed of thought. Ah, just slow it all down. And now remember your vision. What is it that you wish to create in your life? What is it that you wish to manifest, to experience? So hold the vision and imagine that you've already attained your wish. Your wish has already been fulfilled. We wave a magic wand and it is done. It is done. It is done. It is already done right now. How do you feel when it is done? Now that it is done, now that you have everything you want, how do you feel? How do you feel? And just tune into the feelings, the vibrations, the contentment, the peace. Ah, isn't that better? You just feel wonderful, right? So you just create this pause and you experience the wish fulfilled. You can also experience being aware of who you really are, connecting to source, to a higher power, receiving the vibrations. So we're taking these sacred spaces. There's a term, traffic control. Spiritual groups often create these hourly or few times a day pauses just for everyone to stop and go within and reconnect to what's important, to the eternal, to the feelings. And when we do this, what happens is we come back home to our good vibrations, come back to ourselves, come back to the light. And then, because we are feeling at peace with ourselves and with life, because we recharged ourselves, we can then move back into our day, into our to-do list, into our whatever it is, with that fresh energy, with that good vibration, with a way of giving to the world, rather than, oh, am I going to get, well, what do I need to do? It's a completely different feeling, completely different, right? From that space, by the way, the wonderful thing about practicing this in the morning before you do anything is you come into that space and then you can think about what is the highest use of your time. What is the 20% that's going to lead to the greatest benefit? What are the few key things you can do today that are going to make the most profound impact in your life? And when you do this, you might find your to-do list gets a lot smaller, a lot simpler, because so many things we do are not very useful, and there's a better way of living a lot of the time. So these things are connected. One is creating these pauses, these moments of freedom, moments of remembering. And then the other thing is coming into our life and consciously choosing to slow down just a little bit. You might be someone who's already slow and paced, in which case, good for you. You might not need to change anything, but most people are not, you know, the mind is at too thinking too quickly and running around doing this, you know, too much caffeine. Ooh, what's next? So most people, myself included, this is a major improvement, wonderful upgrade to just bring it down 10 to 20% slower. So you walk a little bit slower, paying attention, looking around you, being more mindful. Brush your teeth a little bit slower. You actually brush your teeth better, cleaner, right? Eat a little bit slower. Eating slower is really, really good for your digestion, good for your health. You taste the food, it's much, much healthier. Breathing slower is much, much healthier. Slow breaths. There's tremendous health benefits in slowing down. Drink your tea slower. Do everything a little bit slower, a little bit more mindful. Make your food slower. I'll tell you a little story. I actually went to the Grand Canyon recently, a few days ago. And for just, you know, a little trip, stay the night in a nice hotel. And it was magical. It was snowy. It was like 3 feet of snow. And I was out there walking on the snow, you know, and I had to walk really, really slowly on the snow. Because if I walk quickly, my foot would drop down into the snow. I had to be extremely mindful and slow so I didn't fall into these big snow banks, you know, in these 3 feet of snow. And it was fine. Once I slowed down, everything was really smooth. So I was practicing that. And then I came back and I got a cup and I was obviously not paying attention. And I dropped the cup in the sink and somehow I cut my hand and there was blood coming out of my hand. And then I tried to clean up the sink and I cut it again, even worse. Right? So I got these I got these little scars, little scratches on my hand. Right? So when we try to slow down, if we don't do it, life will teach us. Right? This was a message from the universe. Michael, you have decided to slow down. And if you don't, you're going to get injured or something's going to happen to remind you, right? I think it's a blessing, right? So now I've got these little cuts on my hand. So I have to slow down because I've got these things on my hand. I have to do everything more slowly, more mindfully, using my hands to wander around, pick things up, move things around. So when we slow down, we start having these wonderful breakthroughs. And then if we get out of whack, then life is going to compassionately give us a little nudge in the right direction. So think about how can you use this in your life. I was talking to a client this morning about this and she had never really thought about this, you know, scheduling focus time, making the time, scheduling the time. We have a schedule for our to-do list. We have a schedule for various things that are going on. We need a schedule to practice and enjoy being in that higher space. Right? So when can you slow down? Sometimes it can be on the hour. Many people have their phone programmed so that it goes off every hour, little bing or something, a little nice little noise, just to remind them to stop. I've been to a meditation place in India, Mount Abu, Raj Yoga, where they play a song every hour and everyone stops. Reconnects, goes beyond, then comes back into it. It's very, very useful. So when can you stop, slow down and stop, pause, to feel your wish fulfilled? To feel that you've attained everything. Because why are we running around? We're running around to do something, to get something, to get something else, so that something else happens so that we feel something. So why not just stop and feel you've attained everything and then take action? I'll give an example. This morning I had a call with someone who's doing business stuff for us, and then I had another call, and then I had another call, right? So these three calls in a row. So normally, previously, I would have just done what first call, done something else, then done the second call, then done something else, done. But I've realized that's not a good idea. So I did the first call, and then I just stopped. I just didn't do anything. I just imagined I've attained everything, reconnected with the good feelings. Very slowly made myself some tea, right? Got myself in the right space. Then I did the second call, lots of meditation, good vibrations, pauses. And then I took another break, and then I did the third call. And then I took a nice long break, and now I'm doing this session, right? So there's no point in me packing loads and loads of things in, because otherwise I can't do it. If I'm not in a good space, how can I show up for you or for anyone else or even for myself? So just tune into it. How can you create this space, these pauses in between things? When can you do it? That would, just for a minute even, just a minute. Because as you do this, your vibration will get higher. You'll start to experience much more wonderful feelings in yourself. Your actions that you do as you slow down coming from this space will be way more powerful and valuable. You're very unlikely to make all these mistakes. You know, little mistakes that we make are going to be hugely reduced because we're much more mindful, much more conscious. And then everything we do has that magic, the wonder, the good feeling is imbued into it, is filled with that energy. Ah, yes, such a good feeling. Right? Why not feel good more often in the day? And you'll probably hear me talk about the 80-20 rule, which is that 20% of what we do leads to 80% of the benefit. This is something that I've learned a long time ago and been practicing since then, that there's only a few things that we do every day that make a really big difference in our life. The more we slow down, we can tune into what those 20% things are, those high value things. Then we can do those mindfully, and it has a wonderful effect, wonderful beneficial effect on our life. And then we actually have all this extra space because we don't need to be doing all these extra things. We can have a simple but extremely effective life. So creating this space, creating this pause, allows you to be able to see the high leverage, blissful, powerful, effective actions and thoughts compared to all the rest. So let's just take another breath right now, just to imagine in your heart and your mind that you are somebody who slows down, you feel good. Coming from a beautiful space. And your life is filled with beautiful, highly powerful, useful things that change your life and others' lives. and you're feeling good, you're enjoying the moment, you're mindful and conscious. You're seeing the daily miracles of life. And everything comes together with ease and grace. Thank you so much for your wonderful presence, your good vibrations. You're making such a beautiful difference in the world with your presence. And I look forward to hearing how you feel as you slow down, as you practice feeling you've attained everything. As you come from that space, just notice what changes in your life. Have fun, have fun, have fun. Enjoy, enjoy. And I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love.